Hey guys, welcome back to Loro Emi TV. A few months ago, we created a content on the 5 most dangerous cult groups in Nigeria, which was quite educative and eye-opening, and most of you loved it. So we're coming up with another video. This time, we will be revealing the 10 secrets of these different cult groups you obviously never know about. Stay tuned as we unravel the 10 shocking secrets of the new black movement of Africa, otherwise known as the Aye Axemen, or Black Ass Confraternity of Nigeria. In the 1970s, 9 Nigerian students founded a fraternity called the New Black Movement of Africa. Its logo was an axe matching the shackles of colonialism. Its members saw themselves as vanguard and tools in the fight against racism and oppression, not only in Nigeria, but worldwide. Today, the New Black Movement of Africa is active on almost every continent and has a self-reported membership of around 30,000 members. In recent years, however, police officers and prosecutors in different countries such as the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom and Italy, including Nigeria, have investigated the activities of the New Black Movement of Africa. They accuse them of a wide range of criminal activities such as fraud, money laundering, drug trafficking, and trafficking of human beings. Stay tuned as we bring to you 10 shocking secrets of the Black Axe or Aye Axemen Confraternity of Nigeria. But before we begin, if you're new to our channel, you're highly welcome to Loro Emi TV, and please do also hit on that subscribe button and also turn on the notification bell so you can always stay updated and notified whenever we upload a new video. We upload very interesting content every day. Without further ado, let's jump right into the video. The New Black Movement of Africa was founded in 1977 in the University of Benin, otherwise known by its members as the Futa Jalon Temple, by 9 students, namely John Okogie, Nicholas Idemudia, Tokumbo Brown, Uche Ajunoba, Uche Ajumona, Marvel Akpoyibo, Olagungun Ojo, Bolahon Dosunmo, Bernard Ojishua, and Godwin Ehijoto. They call themselves the Freedom Fighters, and unlike other cult groups who call themselves sellers, the Aye Axemen orientation is to move on land. They call their final destination Uhuru, which means freedom in the Swahili language, and their beliefs is that Uhuru must be achieved. They believe they are fighting for the freedom and liberation of the black man. They draw their beliefs from the Pan-Africanism movement. This is evidenced in their logo, which shows a black axe breaking free a chained black man. The black axe, which is symbolic for breaking the chains of oppression, is sacred to this very cult group.
Aye Axemen!
Aye!
Aye Axemen!
Aye!
Their official Bible verse is Jeremiah 51 verse 20, which reads, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms." The group worship a deity called Korofo, or KPF, or KF. The cult group official chant is Aye Axemen.
Aye Axemen.
Aye.
Aye Axemen.
Aye.
Which is also a way of greeting its members, with Aye standing for African Youth Empowerment. Their motto is social justice and equality for all. The cult group adopted the number 7 as their symbolic cult number due to the similarity of the number to the shape of an axe, which is their major weapon of oppression, And 7 is also their official anniversary celebration date, which is 7th July. They call it 7-7, Metal Day. They celebrate their anniversary annually on the 7th of July each year, dressed in their official regalia. Their number code is also 0147, which they interpret as one for all for one. Their main color is black, which portrays the group identity with the black race, evident from one of their guidelines, which states the black man must be freed with an axe, while yellow is secondary, portraying their supposed struggle. Hence, their members wear a black beret, yellow ribbon, yellow tie, yellow socks, alongside the official regalia of white shirts, black trousers, waistcoats, and black suit jackets, which are mainly worn during ceremonial events. Their official traditional drink is called kokoma, which is gotten from 7 different ingredients with respect to their symbolic number 7. Kokoma is made from these 7 items: weed, tramadol, kola nuts, tom tom, zobo leaf, alligator pepper, and gin. They praise one another with the expression, "You bam, Dodo Rima for you, Orimado for you, Bodos for you, Egede for you," and so on. They refer to their fraternal handshake as bye, which is followed by the Egede hand gesture, which is inspired by the Black Panther Party famous Black Power Feast. Some of the cult group's guidelines and sayings include: the black man would be freed with an axe, forgiveness is a sin, he who priced must pay, abeyance or obey before complain, a cry for one is a cry for all, do not betray your brother in the hood, and no fuck ups. We would like to end this video with "Say No to Cultism, It Kills." Thanks for watching, and do have yourself a great day. Bye bye.